Section 12. Improving your branding skills. Remember the hallmarks of successful brands. Think of the four C's. Competence. Show relevance to a physician's and patient's needs and solve a particular problem. Credibility. Evoke trust by being honest about the risk-benefit ratio. Concentration. Get a clear focus and limit your communication to the essentials. Continuity. Keep up consistency over time. Build a lighthouse identity. If you want to sharpen your brand's profile, you need to make it clear what you stand for and what you don't stand for. Only then do you have a chance that your brand will become a trusted trademark for your customers. Ask yourself, what sort of identity or what sort of personality does our brand have? What does our brand stand for? What is the fundamental brand promise? Align your marketing activities. Many products fail to achieve a tangible identity in the customer's mind because the marketing activities associated with them are fragmented. It is easy to spend money on various promotional activities, but without a clear overall branding concept, their effect is similar to a powerboat without a rudder. Branding provides direction and helps you to line up the individual elements of your communication strategy so that all of your activities move you in the same direction. Use your brand identity. Use the brand to facilitate the marketing of your trial results. If you connect brand and the trial closely, they can reinforce and enhance one another. There are hidden synergies between your brand and your trial that can strengthen your brand. Discover them and exploit them. Build brand equity. Use the trial results to re-energize, revitalize, and rejuvenate your brand. The brand exposure associated with the communication of the trial results can help you strengthen the value of your brand. Brand all your material. Remember to pay attention to all the characteristics that describe a brand: name, logo, message, vocabulary, visuals, and so on. These elements, the look, feel, and touch of the brand, will determine how your customers feel about your product. If any of these elements are unclear or confused, you may need to clarify them immediately. Brand your emails. The email auto-signature is the text block that your software automatically inserts at the end of every email you write. Make sure that your electronic auto-signature, along with the auto-signatures of your team, mentions your brand. Many emails I receive from marketers mention the company and the department, but fail to mention the brand. Big mistake. The same applies to printed correspondence. Don't miss this opportunity. Exploit the mathematics of emails. If you have a short and not too overtly promotional message you wish to spread far and wide, your email auto-signature is a good place for it. If, for example, you send 20 emails a day, and you work 200 days of the year, you will send out 4,000 emails with the product message, free of charge. Learn from branding failures and successes. The slide kit displayed "slide kit" in large letters and the name of the trial in smaller print. Neither message, disease, substance, nor brand were mentioned. The product managers that paid the agency to produce this piece clearly wasted their money. A second example shows a real-world example of what you should not do. That is, produce a CD that only mentions the disease, but fails to mention the brand name, or at least the chemical substance name, in a style and colour that reminds the reader of the brand. Nor does it contain a symbol or logo or photo that would remind the viewer of the brand. A clear failure in branding. The second illustration is a much more successful example. Brand name, substance name, trial name, a symbol, the disease, a competitive advantage, and the product logo are all visible. A cover similar to this was produced by AstraZeneca for a compendium of key clinical studies investigating its combination antihypertensive product, Zestiretic. Remember, change is bad news. If your advertising agency calls you and suggests that you update or rejuvenate your campaign, beware. They may promise, "We will make it look more modern," or "We will make it look fresh." Of course, this campaign will bring in more money for the agency. Remember the old brand advice: every change is poison for the long-term success of the brand. Resist the temptation and practice a hands-off attitude. Ensure brand consistency. You need to sustain the same look for your brand in all your materials and events. Practice consistency. stick to the same proven familiar appearance. Enforce adherence to branding guidelines. Remember, brand work is boring work.